Hi, everybody, and welcome back to yet another bite-sized political podcast. Hope you enjoy these. If you do, you might want to consider becoming an active patron of the site, where you get the content earlier and you get some exclusive content as well. So, up to you guys. But I wanted to talk about the absolute state of Scotland, because, you know, with so much going on, it's hard to sort of focus on every day, everything that's happening everywhere. It's just too much to cover, right? But I did see this story regarding Scotland, which made me laugh at one level, but it's horrific at another level. So this is a headline in the Scottish press. It suggests, think twice before you phone 999. Yes, this is Humza Yousaf, the health secretary, in quotation marks, for Scotland. And he's been accused of putting lives at risk after he said people should think twice before they're calling 999 for an ambulance. This was branded reckless during an interview he gave about the growing crisis facing the Scottish ambulance service. He said people should only dial 999 if it is absolutely critical. Oh, right, Humza, like an emergency? Yeah, because it's an emergency service, right, Humza? But yeah, he says they should only in the most extraordinarily difficult circumstances call an ambulance, because the NHS is facing an extraordinary difficult winter. Yeah, but I thought we, remember last year, last March, we gave it 3 weeks to help the NHS prepare for everything. And a year, almost 2 years on, it's still preparing. He said, basically, what he says is that, asked if he thought people should think twice before calling an ambulance, Yousaf said, yes, is the short answer to that. I don't doubt that people do call 999 because they're in distressing situations. I think most people only call when they're in extreme distress. But you can imagine the pressure that our ambulance service and our health service as a whole is under. So please do think, if you're picking up the phone to call 999, do you need, is it critical? What? Is it critical? Is it an emergency? Humza Yousaf, they are called the emergency services for a reason, you absolute clown. Oh, is that allowed? Are you allowed to call someone a clown in Scotland, or is that hate speech? Well, I don't know. I think he would do extremely well in a career in the circus with the absolute nonsense he's spouting out. And by the way, just on this one, this incredible pressure that the NHS in Scotland and the ambulance service in Scotland's under. I noticed that there have been 30 deaths, up 9, where COVID-19 was mentioned on the death certificate. Now, the Scottish population runs into millions, right? I think the population in Scotland is about, what is it, 7 million, whatever it is. So many, many millions of people. 30 people have died where it's been mentioned on the death certificate. So basically, Scotland doesn't have a problem with COVID-19 at this point, but apparently Humza Yousaf reckons that you really want to double think before you call the ambulance. Maybe just not call them at all. Maybe it would be better for the Scottish Ambulance Service if you decided that, yeah, well, I need an ambulance, but by doing that, I'm going to put pressure on them. So I'd be better just lying here in pain and potentially dying. I mean, as the Conservative public health spokesman, Sandish Gullum, the GP, said, it's astonishing to hear the SNP's health secretary trying to discourage people from calling for an ambulance. Humza Yousaf is making people feel guilty about dialing 999 and seeking urgent help. This sort of reckless messaging could put lives at risk. When people suffer conditions like heart attacks or strokes, they might think twice about calling an ambulance, which could lead to unnecessary death. Of course it could. Of course it is. But the fact of the matter is that, of course, you know, underlying all of this is the fact that under the SNP, the NHS in Scotland is a disaster. The ambulance service is a disaster. The GP service is a disaster. Everything in Scotland is a disaster. And it's all the fault of Boris Johnson, says the SNP. A bunch of commies who, for some inexplicable reason, the Scottish people just love. They love their commie SNP. But then they've got to live with the consequences of having the commie SNP. And if that means being told, don't phone an emergency service when it's an emergency, well, that's what you got to expect. And that's where Scotland basically is. As I said, my sympathy for Scotland is limited, because I appreciate not everyone votes SNP. So those are the people, the good people. And I know some of them follow me, and I'm appreciative of that. But for the people who do vote for the SNP, they can just shut up when it comes to being responding negatively, for example, to Humza Yousaf's peculiar recommendation that you should think twice before you call an ambulance. In an emergency, what you should do is instantly seek help. I think that's reasonable advice most people would agree with. And if that help requires means medical treatment, and if you are unable to get there yourself for obvious reasons, if you're having a stroke, you're probably not going to be able to drive yourself, and you probably don't want to be driving beside your loved one. You probably want to be in an ambulance so you can get there as quickly as possible and get treated. But apparently in Scotland in 2021, that's a bit of a problem, So maybe just stay at home and, you know, just, you know, sacrifice yourself, save the NHS. Maybe that'll be the SNP's election campaign theme next time they go out to fool the gullible Scots yet again who vote for them. But there you have it anyway. In an emergency, don't phone an emergency service. Only in Scotland, folks. Only in the SNP.